Good afternoon, Brendan Wayne, spending time with you Tuesday. Why Would a Country Connects with Josh Cart from Cornerstone Services. And the good news, first of all, is that we're less than 3 months away from the first day of spring.
That is true. That is true. The difference is what we have to do between now and then, right?
Right.
So, you know, like I said, I said earlier that you'd be pumped once I explained a little bit about what's going on today. And what I want to talk about today is the specifics of some of our maintenance agreements and our maintenance plans that we have. So you mentioned that, you know, although we look at the calendar, we look way ahead to where the first day of spring is going to be, you know, we still are operating our furnace or our boiler, our heating system throughout, you know, these winter days. And a lot of times people get, you know, confused and sort of wonder, like, man, it seems like, you know, there's a lot of maintenance costs that comes about with furnace or a boiler. I've got to get it cleaned and tuned in the fall. And then they're crossing their fingers, depending on how old that furnace or boiler is, that it makes it through the wintertime. You know, one of the things that makes people really nervous in the winter is what happens, worst case scenario, if the furnace goes out and it's something that is unexpected. Well, last time I checked, although I've tried to in my own life, we can't schedule emergencies, right? Mm-hmm. They just happen. All and right. I'm telling you, man, they happen at the worst time. They happen nighttime, middle of the night. They happen weekends. They happen when the office or a lot of places are closed, right? So I'm telling you that one of the things that we provide our customers for great coverage is to be able to have a maintenance plan or maintenance agreement so that they have some comfort that the furnace or boiler that they have in their home is really up to date with everything that's supposed to happen. And a lot of times people lose track, right? Oh, I've done the clean and tune in the fall, and man, I'm not sure how old this blower motor is. Or yeah, we had somebody come and a neighbor, you know, worked on the furnace and they did this and did that. And they lose track over what has happened over the course of time. And any furnace or any boiler, it's a mechanical piece of equipment. It's just like your car, right? Mm-hmm. So there are things that, you know, fortunately stuff happens and we have to bring it to the garage and we have to pay some money to get some repairs done. But there also is a whole lot of things to do with your car that you're supposed to do yourself, that you can do yourself and that you don't need a garage for, right? You got to put gas in it. You got to make sure that the battery is charged, right? You got to make sure that the brakes are good. There's a lot of things that are just actual general maintenance that we as homeowners, when it comes to your furnace or boiler, are responsible for. And that goes a long way to making sure that we can avoid those costly emergency calls that tend to happen, like I said, when we're least expecting it, middle of the night or on the weekend. So what these plans do is there's several options, and you can choose really per year, and you can pay for those per month. So it's not, again, a large upfront cost, but yet you have so many visits or so many things that are offered in each one of those maintenance agreement packages that you can have a technician to your house a few times throughout the year, just making sure that the unit is working properly so that there are no surprises. There are no shutdowns, because the more that there's been some attention by a technician who's trained, who knows what they're doing, and they've been in front of that furnace or in front of that boiler, making sure that it's not dusty, that the filter is changed, that all these wiring pieces and components that are inside, they're all tuned up, they're ready to roll. And the more that you can have that pre-scheduled maintenance, the more that we're avoiding those even more costly emergency calls. So all this said and done, there's a couple different packages. You can join us and look at it on our website. People can choose which package might be the best for them. And also, not only that, but like I said, you have the opportunity to pay for it for the whole year. You can do multiple years, or you can simply spread that payment out each month so that it's something that you don't even have to worry about. Not only paying for it, but also not having to worry about that fear of your furnace or boiler going out in the middle of the night. So I would suggest, if this is interesting to you, if you want to make sure that you're covered, it's almost like insurance policy for your furnace, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can do that. You can go to our website, cornerstonehvac.com. There's a tab at the top that says service. If you click on that, a drop down menu will be there, and it says residential maintenance agreements. Click on that, there's your options, and we have several things laid out: how many visits per year, what it's going to cover. But ultimately, it's actually saves the customer about 10% over regular costs. So not only can you plan for it, but you can sort of take care of it like insurance for your furnace and your boiler. Make sure that you're warm and safe this winter.
All right, if you missed anything on this interview, check it out on our website at whywouldacountry.fm.